This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Britain, the countdown is underway. The countdown has begun for the Thursday referendum that will once and for all decide whether Britain remains in the European Union. Now, both sides are making last-minute emotional pleas to those undecided with less than 24 hours before the vote gets underway. From London, VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
There are warnings that leaving the 28-member bloc may cause the British pound to lose 15% of its value and bring the resignation of the country's prime minister, whose mandate depends on whether Britain listens to him and votes to remain.
And if we choose to leave, we can leave. But let's be clear, if we do leave, that's it. We're walking out the door.
Polls since the June 16th murder show the leave camp losing ground, but both sides still very close ahead of a referendum that many believe may change the course of European history. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
Well, just how are officials here in the U.S. looking at Brexit and its possible ramifications? Well, few authorities on the financial stage carry more weight than the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen.
Well, it is a risk that we're monitoring. I've said that. We will be watching closely to see what the vote is and what possible repercussions it might have.
She says it's not what inevitably will happen that concerns her, but what might happen.
I don't know that a Brexit vote would have significant consequences for us, but it could, and I think it's important to take that into account.
She has no emergency meetings regarding the Brexit vote scheduled, regardless of the outcome. This is VOA News. The voice of Amjad Sabri, a renowned singer of Sufi devotional music. Sabri was shot and killed today by two unknown men in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi. Police say two men riding a motorcycle fired on Amjad Sabri's car and fled the scene. The 45-year-old singer succumbed to his wounds as he was being driven to a hospital. No one has claimed responsibility. The news of Sabri's killing instantly sparked nationwide outrage and condemnation. Democrat John Lewis, a United States congressman from Georgia, led the charge today in one of the more unusual political protests in recent history. At issue was trying to get a vote on gun control.
We have turned deaf ears to the blood of the innocent and the concern of our nation. We are blind to a crisis. Mr. Speaker, where is the heart of this body? Where is our soul? Those who pursue common sense improvement are beaten down. Reason is criticized. Obstruction is praised.
Well, then a group of about three dozen Democrats in the House then staged a highly unusual sit-in in the chamber Wednesday to protest Republican refusal to hold a vote on restricting gun purchases in the aftermath of the Orlando mass shooting. The rebellious lawmakers marched to the front of the chamber in the U.S. Capitol and announced they were protesting to force House Speaker Paul Ryan to keep the House in session during a scheduled week-long break next week. Forces loyal to Libya's new national unity government in Tripoli have reportedly made gains inside the Islamic State-held coastal city of Sirte, while forces loyal to the rival government in Tobruk say they've pushed back al-Qaeda militants in Benghazi. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Militiamen loyal to the unity government captured two districts inside Sirte amid heavy fighting and reports of casualties on both sides. Ahmed Hadia, a spokesman for pro-government military forces in Sirte, that battles took place in several areas. He says pro-government militiamen had pushed IS fighters out of the Zafran and Garbiat districts and quartered them in small pockets of the 700 district. Islamic State fighters were reported to be fighting fiercely despite recent losses, using car bombs, suicide attackers, and other booby-trapped objects. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And this is Joe Palca for VOA News from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.